Okay, we're on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, in like kind of mid Amud by the two dots. Onto the sixth Mila. So Kalim Hanigmarim Batahara Bukhule. The vessels that were finished in a state of purity. So we said over there in the Mishnah that basically for Truma it's not a problem, but for Kodesh it is. So what's the case? But basically, somebody fashioned, he made a kli, and he was careful. He did it in purity. He'd been to the mikveh. Everything was fine. No laboratory conditions. Nevertheless, we say for Kodesh, the kli is tummy. So now the government's going to ask, well, what's pshat? So, the gemrinhu man. So who finished them? Who finished fashioning these vessels? Who was it? Elema, if you want to say, the gemrinhu chover, that they were finished and fashioned by a Talmud Chacham, Lamalahu Tevila. Why do you have to dip them in the mikvah? Obviously, the Torah, he's careful. Ella, the Gamrinhu Ama Oretz, that they were finished by an Ama Oretz. So, quoting the Mishnah, Nigvarim Vatahara doesn't fit in the text of the Mishnah, that it says they were finished in purity. Kori Lahu, you're going to say that because Ama Oretz generally aren't so tahor. So that doesn't fit in the Mishnah either. So what's Pshat? So Ama Rabba Bar Shila, Ama Rav Matana, Ama Shmuel, Leah Ilam, really? We're going back to the first Pshat. The Gamrinu Chava, that a Talmud Chacham fashioned them and he finished this vessel. And what's the problem? And Mishum Tinura the Ama Oretz, because of the, basically, the, that means a pipe, I suppose a shot of spit of the Ama Oretz. Basically, the Ama Oretz, yeah, spat on the kli, and the Ama Oretz has the din of a zav, and a zav. This is a din de Rabbanan, and a zav, his spit is an avatuma. So therefore, if his spit went on the kli, it would tammy it up. So it was in the hands of the chover. And it was spat on by an Ama Oretz. Well, it could have been, so we're concerned about that. As the Gemara, the Nofel Emes, when did the spit land? Elema, if you want to say, Mekame, the Ligmarino, the Ligmare, if you want to say it's before that the Chover finished fashioning the Kli, Ha, Lav, Manahu, it's not a vessel. And if it's not a vessel, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Ella, boss of the Gamre, if you want to say the spit landed after it already finished, it was in the finishing point of the vessel, Mizha Zohir Bitbuhu. The Talmud Chacham is going to be very careful. And if he sees somebody about to spit on his kli, he's going to quickly move it out of the way. So what's going on? So it doesn't make sense, this case. So answer the Gemara Le'olam, like we said originally, meaning the first, it was before it was finished. Before he finished the vessel, he was on the last 20% of finishing this vessel over here. And when it becomes a vessel, it will receive tumor. And what's the problem? The dilma beidna, and the time, the gomre, that he finished it, yeah, a dain lechahi. It was still wet, the spittle, i.e., the Ama Oretz spat on the vessel when it was nearly finished. And the chover, the Talmud Chacham, wasn't very careful with it because he knows at this point in time that it's not a real kli, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. So therefore he wasn't careful, and the Ama Oretz spat it, but when he did the makabah passage, the finishing touches on this kli, it was still wet, the spit, and it tamed up the kli. Okay, now, quoting Mishnah, it says, Tevila, you've got to toivel these vessels in the mikveh. Okay, in. Okay, Erev Shemesh lo, making a deal from the Mishnah. You don't need Erev Shemesh. What Erev Shemesh means, after you've toiled in the mikvah, you're supposed to wait until it's nightfall before something becomes tahor. But with regards to this halacha, you don't have to do that. You can dip it in the mikvah and use it for your Kodesh wine straight away. But right, it's a barrel of wine, you can put your wine in it straight away. So, says the Gemara, Masnisin, this Mishnah, to like Rabbi Elazar, it's not going like Rabbi Elazar. The Tanan, which we're going to prove. We're going to speak about this case. Okay? The Tanan. Shechotheres. Okay? There's a tube, which is basically like a reed, a hollow reed. Shechotcha. That he cut it. Okay? Over here, cut it means more like he fashioned it, though, right? Is it okay? Lechatas, for the sake of chatas, chatas is paraduma. Okay, so what's the din? Rabbi Elazar says, Omer yitzbol miyad, you should tovel it immediately. So that actually really kind of sounds like our Mishnah, right? Because it says about you tovel it straight away. We'll speak why it's not really like Rabbi Elazar. We'll get into that. Don't worry about it. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Yitame, you should tammy it up, which is kind of strange. We're going to explain this because of something, because of the tzedukim over here. You've got to tammy it up, ba'achachach yitzbol, and then you should tovel it. Okay. Stop. That's the Mishnah. Okay. Now we're gonna explain what the case of the Mishnah, and basically say this Mishnah is the same, similar to the cases of our Mishnah, and we're gonna prove why it's not Rabbi Elazar. So here, now the same format as the Gemara we had before, yeah? We asked the question, the Chotcha man, who cut it or who fashioned this tube, which was gonna be used for the Chatas, which for the ashes. Basically it was a reed, yeah, and it's hollow, and you wanted to put some, Chatas Eifer in it. Okay, so who fashioned it? Eileima, if you want to say, the Chot Chachove, that it was cut and fashioned by a Talmud Chacham, Lama Li Taviva, why do you have to be Tovel it at all? Because Talmud Chacham are careful. Okay? The Ela, if you want to tell me, the Chot Chach, that it was cut and fashioned, Amaretz, Ben Amaretz, aha, and this, the mission is going to say, Lema, Rabbi Yeshua, Yitame, V'yitzvol, Rabbi Yeshua would say, you got to make it tame and then tovel it. Ha, tame v'kai. If the Alma Oretz did it, it's already tame. So you don't have to go ahead now and further tame it up. It was already tame. So that doesn't make sense. V'omer Rabba Barshila, says Rabba Barshila, Amarav Mosna, Amashmuel Leoilam, really like we first suggested, the Chot Chochove, that it was cut and fashioned by a Talmud Chacham. And what's the problem? Even though he's going to be careful with it, mishum tzinura, because of the spit, the amaoret that hit it. Okay? Ask the Gemara, the nafal emas, when did the spit land on the kli? Ilema mekamid l'chotcha, it was before the teeth fashioned it. Halab manahu, it's not a man, it's a klihu. So if it's not a kli, it's not mekabel tuma. So v'ela basa l'chotcha, basa is after the chotcha, that he cut it, fashioned it. Mizhar Zayba, the Talmud Chacham, it's in his hands, he's going to be careful with it. Don't let any spit on it. So answer the Gemara. Le'aylam mikami delitcha. But before, really, it's before he finished fashioning it, yeah, and then the spit came on. And what's the problem? Dilma, perhaps, the inner in the time. The chotcha, that he fashioned it, adayin lechahi. They were still, yeah, the spit was still wet, and once the spit is still wet, it's going to be tame up. Okay, so basically we've just proved now that it's a very similar case to our Mishnah. We're basically speaking, yeah, about somebody who fashions a vessel, and when it's in the hands of a Talmud Chacham, and just before the finishing point, so it wasn't a clue yet, so it can't accept Tumah, and Amar Oretz will concern may spit on it, and then as he finishes it, the spit is still going to be wet, and therefore, it's going to tame up the kli. So therefore, you have to be toibel it. So now, so why is it not like Rabbi Elazar? So like this, interesting. In the para, we're talking of, this is from para. This Mishnah about Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So you should know with the Kohen who did the para. Okay, so they actually used to take this Kohen 7 days before he like did the mice of the paraduma, before he shechted it and he burnt it, and they used to take him into a room, special room, and they used to spritz mechatas on him, you know, like basically every day according to one opinion, or on the third and seventh day to purify him, and they were very careful that he shouldn't become tummy, okay? And then they'd take him, you know, to Horazesim over there on special platform, whatever, there's no problem with tomb, whatever, and they'd take him up there, and then they basically add a special thing to the procedure, and they're going to tammy him up, right? They're going to touch him with a sheretz, and say, dip in the mikveh, and then he comes out of the mikveh, and then he does the paraduma to disprove, what's this, you know, to disprove the tzedukim. Because we want to, in the paraduma, they added extra things in to disprove the tzedukim. Because they said, what did the Tzedukim say? The Tzedukim said that basically, paraduma, it says in the Torah that it has to be done by a tahar person. And a tahar person, they think basically means completely tahar. It means that even if, right, it means he's got to go to the mikveh and also wait till nightfall until his Erev Shemesh. And we have a special Kabbalah, if you learn in the Pesukim, if you have the Oral Torah, and you understand the Masur of the Chachamim, that basically Paraduma can be done with somebody who went right after you went to the Mikveh, it's still fine. So we wanted to disprove the Tzedukim. So we're going to speak that out now. Bishlama the Rebbe Yeshua. It makes sense. Haidu de Iko Hekeru Tzedukim. There's going to be Hekeru Tzedukim. What did Rebbe Yeshua said? He says, after you fashion this kli, this pipe or whatever, then you make it tomei, and then you toivel it, right? So it's detanan. Metamin hayu es a kohen. They used to, which I mentioned, they used to tamei the kohen, hasoyef es a para, the one who burns the para, basically the one who's doing the paraduma. Lahoitzi, in order to disprove, milivan shel tzedukim, to take out of the hearts of the tzedukim, Shahayu Omrim, they used to say, we're quoting the Tzedukim now, but Mo'orve Shemesh Haisana Ases. Mo'orav Shemesh is Erev Shemesh, what we normally say, yeah? They said it had to be that the guy had Erev Shemesh. Haisana Ases, that it was done, meaning the paraduma was done. Right? So we're proving, so in this case, right, when he fashioned the clay, you quote to Rebbe Yeshua, so you tie me the clay up, right, and then you when it put it in the mikvah. Elo Rebbe Elazar, according to Rebbe Elazar, right? Iyamot Bishlama, if you want to say, what did Rebbe Elazar say? He said you toivel the kli straight away. He fashions the kli and he toivels it. Right? So if you say Bishlama Baalma normally, Bi'inan, you need Erev Shemesh, you would normally have to wait for the kli to have Erev Shemesh. Okay? And then over here in this with this cleave that you were doing for the paraduma, you didn't do Erev Shemesh, basically you toivled it and used it immediately. Hainu de ike hekeira tzedukim. And there is a hekeira, meaning it's recognizable, right, that it's not right for the tzedukim, that it's not like them. Right? We show that it's not like them. Basically, because according to tzedukim, if something gets tameh, you have to put it in the mikvah, and then you have to wait till the evening. But over here, we're toiveling it in the mikvah straight away, and then we're not waiting till evening. So we disprove the tzedukim. We say, it's not you, like you guys, tzedukim. Yeah, Ella, Iyamot. But if you want to say, lo be'inan Erev Shemesh, you don't need Erev Shemesh. Like we said in our Mishnah. We made a deal from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you toivel it, and then you don't have to wait Erev Shemesh. Right? So my hekeru tzedukim. Ika. How do you show in the procedure of this, of the paraduma, like disprove the tzedukim? Where's the heker to the tzedukim? So it's not like you, because you just anyway you don't normally need Erev Shemesh. So over here you just did the same thing. You were trying to actively prove that you normally need Erev Shemesh and we don't do it. That's what we got, right? So you didn't do that over here because it's normally doesn't need. So it seems that Rebbe Elazar holds that you normally have to wait Erev Shemesh with these kleis, the kalim that you finished. Because we're talking about kli that you finished, and it seems that you would have to normally do Erev Shemesh, which is not like our Mishnah. We'll stop there with a cliffhanger in the middle.